Hey, thank you to Helix for sponsoring this podcast. Adam has had his Helix mattress for almost a year now, and he's loving it. It's actually hard to get him up. In fact, he won't stop talking about it. You'll understand what we mean when he goes into detail. Thank you for the detail, Adam, later on the episode. But for now, we want to tell our listeners about a special deal going on. Our Sleepy Time Pal Helix is offering up to 30% off all mattress orders and, as if that's not enough, two free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/Paula. That's helixsleep.com/Paula. This is their best offer yet, and I'll bet it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now.
The detective came and knocked on the door, and I said, "Is it Renee?" And he just gave me that solemn look.
It was the worst day ever.
The Proof Podcast is back with a new case and a new season. 23 years ago, 18-year-old Renee Ramos went missing. Her body was later found in an empty Home Depot building on the edge of town.
I don't think that they arrested the right people. It's about time somebody's trying to do something.
She had a black eye about 2 weeks before she was murdered.
They are involved. They definitely had her body and her backpack.
You know people are going to judge you, right?
Of course. They're judging me now. They've been judging me damn near my whole life.
You can listen now to Season 2 of Proof, wherever you get your podcasts, and follow along with us as we reinvestigate the murder at the warehouse.
I have to ask, did you kill Renee?
Is this on? I think this is on.
Okay.
This is on.
I don't know how much juice is in my phone, so
okay.
Let's just begin recording.
Okay. Hey, everybody. Live from outside the Ray Horseman Studios, yeah. It's nobody listens to Paula Poundstone.
It's New Year's Eve, and we've come to record our podcast because we love our nobodies. And apparently Anthony didn't get the message.
Anthony Alfaro did not get the message.
So he's off with his animals somewhere.
He's off with his animals celebrating New Year's Eve, whereas me and Paula and Tony and Bonnie are here in front of Ray Horseman Studios recording into a phone.
Standing outside. Let me ask you something. Like, from where I'm standing right now, I'm looking, like, straight forward at Miranda Street. And in the little island of grass, right, on the edge of the sidewalk, no matter where you, every week, there's a different bent wire.
Yeah.
Not like a wire that you would connect, not like a cord.
No, more like a wire hanger wire.
Right, like a wire hanger wire.
Or just a TV antenna.
And almost every week, probably because I'm almost blind, I trip over a different wire almost every week.
How do you know it's a different wire?
Well, because I identify the wires.
Okay, good.
I mark them, you know, like a...
Well, a lot of
like
things are marked on this
like
street.
A game warden.
Yeah,
I tag its ear.
I
just don't understand, like, okay, one time maybe a wire is there, okay? But, you know, why every... maybe it's not always
I think it has
wire.
To do with some of the appliances that get left out on this street.
There are a lot of appliances out
which,
of this. Anyways, we are here nonetheless to do our New Year's Eve podcast.
Yes, it's a little... We don't have a house band. I guess we didn't book one of those. Tony, you didn't book a house band?
Nope.
Apparently we couldn't get anybody.
Yeah, because it's New Year's
Eve. Are we the only idiots who... Work on. Okay.
We are the only idiots, and we're out here in the cold. And but you know what? We have things to celebrate, right? I mean,
oh, we have a lot to celebrate.
It was a good year.
It was a fantastic year
for our podcast. For our world, it was a complete pile of shit.
Yeah. No. For the world, we've careened off a cliff.
Yes.
But that's why the podcast becomes even more important.
Yes.
You know, it's a pick-me-up. So, I mean, for me, it's been one of the things that's gotten me through a difficult year.
For me, too. It's been a bright spot recording this. Much like that bright spot.
Is that a possum?
Yeah, that's what I was talking about. That's the bright spot of the glowing eyes of that
possum.
Yeah,
that's a possum. That is a big fucking possum,
too. Well, happy New Year, possum.
Yeah.
You know, if things get really dire, there is that taco truck around the corner. That I've been meaning to try.
No,
Ken and Ben Lezebnik said it's
they
quality.
Always said it was good food.
Of course, they might not be open either because, as we've mentioned...
I'm not sure the taco truck is even here tonight.
It's New Year's Eve.
I don't get the sense that Miranda Street... It's not like Times Square. That's what I'm noticing.
Yeah, there's a
difference. There's not a big crowd of people here.
There's a noticeable difference.
It's pretty much just us and... even, like, near the laundromat, there's a Zumba dance place.
Yes.
And that place is closed. Wouldn't you want a Zumba dance on New Year's?
I don't think so. Isn't Zumba dance sort of like exercise dance?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
I think you want to. I think you want to do social dancing on New Year's Eve.
Oh, I guess. Okay. My mistake.
That's okay. Don't worry. Anyway, what we do have a lot to celebrate.
Okay, but you know what's weird? Where I park my car around the corner, there's that pet store that's open really late. Yeah. Have you ever noticed that?
Yeah,
it's open really late for a pet store.
That's one of those things that makes me think it's a front for something.
Well, you know what? I swear to God, I'm not making this up. They advertise in their window that they do. They'll wash your dog, like dog bathing, and that they will do the anal glands. They actually advertise
they will
that.
Express the anal glands.
Yeah,
as
like
it were.
That. Let's go over there. And but they're open really late at night because apparently it takes a long time to. You ever heard of that expressing the anal?
Yeah, yeah. I think that's what they say at the veterinary. Anybody else hear that one? Look.
No,
about expressing anal glands.
No, but I hear a dog howling right now. So someone's anal glands are being expressed.
Yeah, I think somebody. Well, howling and barking.
Or someone's expressing themselves about their anal glands.
Somebody
Maybe
does
that's...
not want their glands expressed at this moment.
No, not now. I've always thought it was weird that it's open that late.
It's also weird that it's so close to that new marijuana dispensary.
Yeah,
and those pets look super mellow.
Yeah, that's, you can't really express someone's anal glands without, them being stoned.
Getting them stoned first.
So we're happy to be here anyways, but it is a little bit cold out here.
But, you know, because we're ending not just the year, but the decade, the teens are over.
Yeah.
Yeah, 2020 is coming, and we thought what we were going to do was ask...
Coming in a few hours.
In a few hours. What we're going to do is we're going to ask our listeners, and we did through Facebook. Tony, you've posted something on Facebook. Asking our listeners what were the biggest highlights of the year for them on our show.
Yeah. On our show, yes. Not that our show was the biggest highlights of the year. That's not what we're saying.
No, but for us.
So what better time to look back at some highlights from the past? We asked listeners to come up with some favorite things they'd like to hear again, and we're going to play those for you tonight.
That's right. And
you don't think Anthony's in there somewhere and just not responding.
Well, you know, one of those animals is eventually going to kill him.
Yeah.
So it's kind of depressing to think that he might be bleeding out on New Year's Eve
in
there.
He's probably pinned to a wall by a yak even as we speak.
Yeah, yak could be goring him at this moment. and if so, you know, may old acquaintance be forgot. Anyway, Paula, many listeners who replied to Tony Anita Hull's question said that their favorite moments involved French Trump.
Oh, I love French Trump.
French Trump, the second hand puppet to make a major appearance on this show. And who knew you were such a gifted puppeteer? And
years of study.
He doesn't make a lot of sense to me.
What doesn't?
French Trump.
Why not?
Because it doesn't make sense to me that there would be a French version of Trump.
Well, there is.
But for some
Enough
reason,
said, there
for
is.
Some reason, I find it much more palatable than the real one. So let's hear a little bit of French Trump right now, and the segment that attracted the most attention from our listeners.
Whistleblower, it is I, French Trump.
Oh, look, everybody, it's French Trump.
I am looking for you, whistleblower. It is I, French Trump. I didn't do it. It is okay to do it, and I will do it again. He did it.
French Trump, welcome. This is our indistinguishable physically from Mrs. Culpepper hand puppet.
We may have some similar DNA.
Yes.
But it is I, French Trump.
Now, what were you saying when you first arrived? It sounded like we sell blowers.
Pardon me. I have to switch the Russian oligarch money from the washer to the dryer. I will be right back.
So you, French Trump, you were literally laundering money.
I am. I am laundering the Russian oligarch money.
Okay, well, French Trump, that's
we
not how you...
We sell blowers.
We sell blowers?
I am looking for you.
A whistleblower.
We sell blowers. I'm looking for you, whistleblower. Was it you, Adam Felber? Are you the whistleblower?
I want to say two things, Mr. French Trump.
We?
Number one, no.
And you are not the whistleblower?
No, and it would be illegal for me to admit it. You can't. You're not allowed to ask me that. And number two...
I did ask you.
I know you did.
I have executive privilege.
That's not what executive privilege is.
It is. No, I am the executive and I am privileged.
That's true.
I can ask you whatever I want.
I'm almost certain.
I hate Pierre Delecto.
You hate Pierre Delecto?
Pierre Delecto. I love him.
Oh, you mean
him.
Mitt Romney's alter ego.
Oui.
Isn't that weird? Mitt Romney, it turns out, has a French...
A French
Alter ego. Which we pioneered
that.
First on this show.
Yeah, Pierre Delecto copies me.
Yeah, we did do it
ditto.
First.
He is a ditto of me.
A ditto?
A ditto. I did not do it. I did do it. It's okay to do it. I will do it again. Look what he did. It is French Trump.
French Trump.
I killed Baghdadi with my bare hands.
No, you didn't.
And I killed Bag Mommy as well.
That was not her name. My God,
French Trump. It was her name, Baghdadi and Bag Mommy.
No, Baghdadi's name was because he came, it was Al Baghdadi because he came from the city of Baghdad.
No, it's from a band from the 60s, the Baghdadis
and the Bag Mommies, of course.
From the Bag Mommy Cass. She was saying the
Bag
songs
Mommy
about
Cass?
California, yeah. Who I will not help. I will not help California. I am French Trump, and I will not help California.
Well, why? Why wouldn't you help us? You're the president of the United States.
It does not matter. They are very too far to the left.
Too far to the left.
They are too far to the left.
They're still your constituents.
Not my constituents. We should blow away.
Now, the other point I want to make is I'm almost
looking
certain.
For you. We should blow away.
I can't think of a single place in France where they would say whistleblower with that accent.
We should blow away.
Well, you keep looking,
Adam,
French truck.
Adam. Will you do me a favor, though?
You're looking very sly at the moment.
Will you do me a favor, though?
I would have to know what the favor is.
Will you investigate Joe Biden?
Joe Biden? No,
and
I won't.
His son, Hunter Biden.
Hunter?
Hunter Biden. Could you investigate them?
No.
You're very negative.
It's that simple.
Minus, 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 whistleblower.
Well, you know, I think I saw the whistleblower out on Miranda Street.
You. Is it Dame Maggie Smith?
It could be.
Are you accusing Dame Maggie Smith of being the whistleblower?
I'm saying you should go and ask her.
I'm not going out there right now.
not a
It is my
puppet.
Executive privilege.
Can I talk to
stay
Paula?
Here?
Because we're so, yeah.
Adam?
Yes.
Hi.
Are you ready to move on to
I'm
our next
ready.
Segment? But before we do, I'm going to digress because something happened.
Where could you be?
The French truck, I'm going to need to speak to Paula.
Yes.
French Trump.
Oh, you gotta love him.
Nothing like him. Well, Captain Crinkle is standing out here with us. Since we're locked out of Ray Horseman Studios and recording this on Paula's phone, you may not be able to hear her crinkling.
Well, I think you can now.
I guess you can because Bonnie is now recording. Okay. Really, Bonnie, you're opening Doritos now?
I had a bag with me.
All right, Bonnie, maybe, listen, you crinkle away while we play another listener favorite. It actually involves you, Bonnie.
Oh, okay.
You might remember it was you explaining your adventure posting Paula's hit single, Not My Butterfinger, on iTunes. And
I love that one.
Oh, yeah. You know, everybody loves it. Here is Bonnie's succinct explanation as to how things went awry.
She's been my manager for 26 years. Adam, you know I have a house full of cats and a couple of big dogs. So I have this one cat who every night likes to stand in the hallway and yowl. And he has kind of a little bit like me because of allergies. I don't know why he has it. But his name is Theo, and he has a really grovelly voice. So he'll... It's hard to describe it. I can't do a good impression. But it's a little dusty, gravelly voice. Okay, so earlier I was laying on the living room floor because I'm exhausted and I'm wearing a nylon fiberfill vest. As I'm laying on the floor, Theo shoves his head through one sleeve of the vest and crawls up and is now stuck inside in between my back and the vest and is yowling because he can't get out. And then finally his head comes out the other sleeve and he goes out. What's not to love? That's what I say. What is not to love?
Which brings me to this. Today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program.
Your pet is part of your family, you know that already, and you want the best for them no matter what. But vet bills can really add up. Go ahead, ask me. That's why you should check out pet insurance. And with ASPCA Pet Health Insurance, you can focus on the care your pet deserves and cover what matters most.
The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customizable accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they may need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. That's a lot of pets.
True.
They allow you to customize your plan, helping ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are.
Because vet bills can really add up, especially when you're least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account.
To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/Paula. That's ASPCA. We spell that ASPCA. Petinsurance.com/Paula. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance. And if you're going to do it anyway,
use our code.
Hey, Paula, it's been almost a year now since I got my Helix mattress. And as you remember, there were some drama surrounding Helix mattresses.
Because
First sponsored us, Bonnie took the mattress and she's been loving it. But finally, I got my chance to get a Helix mattress and I sleep so well. I mean, the family bed is where we all gather. We watch movies in our room occasionally and everybody just piles on it and it's comfy. And yet when one person hops on, the other half of the mattress doesn't fly up. I'm a fan.
Well, you know, Adam, everybody is unique and everyone sleeps differently. That's why Helix has several different mattress models to choose from, each designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. Models with memory foam layers to provide optimal pressure relief if you sleep on your side. Models with a more responsive foam to cradle your body for essential support in stomach and back sleeping positions. Plus, enhanced cooling features to keep you from overheating at night. And if your spine needs some extra TLC, they got you. Every Helix mattress has a hybrid design combining individually wrapped steel coils in the base with premium foam layers on top. It is the perfect combination of comfort and support.
I agree with that last bit. I don't get all the technical stuff about the mattress, but it is soft and supportive. Helix offers 20 unique mattresses, the award-winning Lux, which I got, and ultra-premium Elite Collections, the Helix Plus, a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, and the Helix Kids mattress, designed for growing bodies and endorsed by child sleep experts, and my daughter now wants one. So, how will you know which Helix mattress works best for you and your body? You go to their website, take the Helix sleep quiz, and you find your perfect mattress match in under 2 minutes.
You know, when you said you can't follow all the technical stuff, it's really not that technical. You know, no matter what way you sleep, they have a mattress that will support and comfort you. How hard is that?
You know, when you say it that way, it seems a lot simpler. I take it back. That's my boner.
And your personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door, free of charge. And Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it in your own home. That's why they offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress.
Well, I like that there's a warranty, but they can pry that mattress from my cold, dead hands. I took the sleep quiz. I was matched with the Helix Midnight Lux. I got the Lux. And I love it. It is such an upgrade from my old mattress.
You know, I think Bonnie got the Midnight Lux.
She did.
Too.
Yeah.
You're not here. Don't want to take Adam's word for it? Well, you got Bonnie's word. Helix has been awarded the number one mattress picked by GQ and Wired magazine. It's even recommended by multiple leading chiropractors and doctors of sleep medicine as a go-to solution for improving your sleep. Your sleepy time pal Helix is offering up to 30% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners.
That's a lot, and it's already not that expensive a mattress. Go to helixsleep.com/Paula.
That's helixsleep.com/Paula.
This is their best offer yet. It's fantastic. It won't last long.
With Helix, better sleep starts now. Well, not right now.
And if you're gonna get it anyway,
use our code.
Hey, Paula. You know, every once in a while we get a new advertiser that I get super excited about. And I have to say, just because of the circumstances of my life, right now I'm really excited about our new advertiser, Quince, of Quince.com, the clothing provider.
Not to be mistaken for Quince from Midsummer Night's Dream. And let me just say this, and maybe it's not important to an advertisement, but when I was in the fourth grade, our class put on a production of A Midsummer Night's Dream.
Okay.
And I played Peter Quince. There's the connection.
One of the mechanicals. That's a great connection. Also, yes, has nothing to do with this, which is that Quince is an online clothing store. And as you know, Paula, I've lost a little weight lately.
Oh, right.
75 pounds. Yeah. So I literally have no clothes that are in my size until I just ordered some stuff at Quince. And I figured, like, here's a chance for me to create a new look for myself. A whole new image.
And how's it going?
Not bad. I mean, the clothes are fantastic. I know that you ordered some too. What I got is yes. The Comfort Stretch Traveler 5-pocket pants. And I got I got the 100% European linen shirt, and it looks breezy and it fits beautifully. And these are like premium pieces of clothing that are selling for like, you know, $30 a piece or starting at $30 at Quince.com. It's awesome. I look good.
I ordered the brushed lounge jogger.
Ooh.
And, you know, I put them on when I came back from New York. I pulled them on and I swear to you, okay, this is not scientific because I was tired already.
Right.
But they were so soft and so comfortable that honestly, like right as I got them up to my waist, I think my eyes closed. They're so, it's a softness. It's a kind of softness that I don't think I've ever experienced in a garment, honestly.
You know, my drawstring European linen trousers are a little bit like that, too. Like, so comfortable that I just want to hang out with myself.
Sure. Yeah. And they're European. Keep that in mind.
European. They are so European. And you can get those kind of, you can get washable silk tops. You can get 14-karat gold jewelry and, like, all these accessories.
Quince sells a lineup of timeless pieces that keep their customers looking effortlessly chic year after year. I'm not certain that I look chic, but certainly if I did, it's not going to take a lot of effort.
I now look chic and I feel pretty great. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabric. It's all good as far as I can see.
Is it my imagination or do they cut out the middleman?
They cut out the middleman, Paula Poundstone.
I love it when they cut out the middleman. That's the thing, they cut out the middleman. That's fantastic.
So be like me and Paula. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/nobody for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/nobody to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/nobody. And honestly, I look fantastic. Paula, you won't be able to keep your hands off me.
Oh, I can't wait. And don't think that if you had to return something, don't think you're sending it to a middleman because they cut out the middleman.
They cut out the middleman. That's quince.com/nobody. And if you're going to do it anyway,
use our code.
Thank you, Haley. Hey, Paula, very a couple nice. Of weeks ago, we had the much-awaited premiere of your rap song lamenting the change in the Butterfinger recipe.
So exciting. We had newsman Frank Buckley out on the street. There
genuine
were crowds,
newsman. We didn't play that up enough. But
crowds
yeah.
out there thronging with interest and anticipation at hearing Not My Butterfinger. And,
yeah. and, we,
and then
we...
it turned out...
What? Well, here's the thing. We promised everybody on the subsequent show that by the time they heard the subsequent show, that song would be out on iTunes.
Well, there were two problems.
Right.
One is we inadvertently put out an incomplete version of the song
right.
on the podcast
itself. So if
you're
one of our first, I think something like 35,000 downloads on that show.
Yeah.
You
A,
might
you're trendsetters.
Yeah, you're trendsetters. And thank you for being such devoted nobodies. But... you heard the wrong version of it. We've corrected that since. And yeah. So if you were to go back and re-download, you could hear the right thing. Or you could go to iTunes.
Or could you? Now, here's the thing that happened.
Well, Bonnie assured us that it would be up on iTunes.
Captain Crinkle, Bonnie Burns, your manager.
Yeah, my manager, 26 years.
Yeah.
We said to her, we said, well, should we not say that it's on iTunes yet because it's not on iTunes yet? And she said, no.
I'm going to handle it.
I'm going to take care of it. It's going to be on iTunes.
And if you remember, Paula, I expressed some skepticism.
Did you?
As to whether
it's
that would
like you.
Really, really be a thing that happened.
Yeah.
Yeah. It didn't happen.
What do you mean?
It wasn't up on iTunes when the show dropped. But there's a very good explanation, I'm sure. And so, against my better judgment, bringing to the microphone now, Captain Crinkle, Bonnie Burns, who I want to point out, Bonnie, what's in your right hand right now? What did you just grab as you sat down? Yes, a bag of Doritos.
There we go, it's Captain Crinkle.
Captain Crinkle's here.
With her signature sound.
Now, Bonnie, you're known for making a lot of extraneous noises. I want you to make some strenuous ones right now and tell us what the fuck happened with iTunes, Bonnie.
Okay, here's the deal.
Because you promised.
Yeah, and I didn't really think it was going to be so difficult to get the song up on iTunes. But
Muskrat Love is on iTunes.
Okay, so when you threw down the gauntlet and said, I don't think you're going to be able to get the song up in a week, I was determined that I was going to prove you wrong.
Okay.
But I hit a few little...
Do you want me to read what you wrote about how this went wrong?
No, okay. I want to say what
went
wrong. Okay, so if you recall, when we were playing the song for real, just before we started the show, we queued up the song, and her single's supposed to be single explicit, meaning she says
fuck. Explicit lyrics. And
with a skit.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. But when we queued it up, what got sent to us was
the tracks were
the
mislabeled.
Clean version. Right.
The tracks were mislabeled.
And,
but that
and
wasn't
when they
the
say
only
clean
problem.
Version, no, what they're talking about is when I say fuck, instead it goes fuck.
Right.
Right.
Yeah,
right. As though you're learning the word on the electric company for the first time.
Right, exactly.
Okay, and we even went through a little process here where, Jay looked on his phone, we'd sent the tracks to Anthony. Mm-hmm. Clearly, they were mislabeled. So we decided...
The tracks were mislabeled.
Okay, wait, let me finish. Okay.
No!
So
no,
we decided we were going to sit here while we were taping the show, we'd listen to the clean version, unbeknownst to the listeners at home, and then we would put in the explicit... mastered version
after the fact.
And that's what people would hear when they heard the show. That was the plan.
But we covered that already. We're asking about iTunes.
No, I'm getting there.
Okay. But slowly. I'm taking the scenic route. No. What the fuck happened with iTunes, Bonnie?
I'm in Ken Lezebnik's America. Okay. So now, the guy who mixed the show.
You
know, and you mentioned on the show that we had all these different
tracks. We don't have enough buses for the number of people you're throwing under.
I'm just explaining that we said there were all these different tracks, right?
Yeah, there were all these different tracks.
There was ones with the skit, the acapella, blah, blah, blah. The guy that mixed this song sent over 8 tracks, but actually it was more like 16 tracks because there's the wave, the MP3.
I'm going to make you skip ahead.
No, I have to figure.
You don't have to.
No, I do.
This isn't your choice, Bonnie. No, shut up. This is not.
No, I want to hear what she has to say.
Our listeners don't.
No. I have to get to it. Okay.
Is there a banana in this? Because usually a lot of good stories turn on a banana.
Okay.
You promised me succinctness.
He sent over 16 tracks, basically.
He sent over 16 tracks.
That were labeled different things, okay?
They were labeled different things.
I started listening to them.
You found the right one.
No, that's my point. That's what I'm getting to.
She's making a point.
I'm making a point. And frankly, here's the point.
Okay.
We haven't even gotten to the part where it's misedited yet.
I'm getting there.
Okay.
So I'd say, explicit no skit. And I listened to it, and it would be clean with a skit.
Oh, fuck. Okay, that's
it was all mislabeled.
Okay. Adam, let me help you understand this. It's like if you tore open a bag of double stuff Oreos.
No, I understand mislabeled.
Yeah,
I don't understand why we have to be labeled.
Because here
the mislabeled.
Is the point.
Because she's explaining.
Okay.
She's making a point.
It's the point. What we needed was...
I totally relate to what
single,
she's saying.
Like, say it said...
I'm on the edge of my seat right now.
Single, explicit, with skit.
Okay? Nobody cares.
I've seen Walton's episodes that weren't this dramatic.
We needed to put up on iTunes, single, mastered, explicit,
I can't walk,
skit.
John Boy. I can't walk.
You literally called me before the show to tell me you had a succinct explanation for this.
But I'm telling you,
she literally
that's
did that.
What we needed.
No, right? She's trimmed it down since she told it to me.
Okay.
I have to confess, Trump wasn't in town. I was just listening to her explanation. It took me 3 hours to get here.
There were things labeled that.
Yeah.
But that's not what was on the truck.
Okay. We get that. Oh, my fucking God.
Okay. So it's mislabeled.
Okay.
Right?
Wait, what? Mislabeled, you say?
Yeah. Let me help you understand. It's like if you got a can of Van de Kamp's beans, right?
But inside the
baked
can.
Beans, yeah. Right? And now you're like, you know, and now you take the lid off, and it's fucking chickpeas. Do you see what I'm saying? You thought it was baked beans, but it's garbanzo beans. Do you see? So they were, the tracks, there were 16 tracks, is that right?
We haven't even got...
I want to get to this.
Okay, I'm getting there.
You're not.
Right. I am. Okay.
I want to ask you a question, okay? No. You
because
have to
you're not understanding. There were 16 tracks, and they were mislabeled.
I don't get that.
Yeah.
Okay, but no. Stop talking. Stop talking. I get to ask you a question, and then you can answer my question.
Oh my God!
After you sorted out the labeling and had got the track correct when it was re-edited and correctly labeled, then there was no problem getting it on iTunes, right?
No, because no, you this haven't is, let
oh
me.
Oh my
feed.
God!
She's like
story.
She's just denying the premise of the question.
Who is
there is
it?
No way to tell this story without boring you about how
no,
I got the track.
This
fixed.
Is like
no,
the,
you haven't let me finish.
No, each
okay.
questioner only gets 5 minutes.
Good God, that's your time, Ms. Burns.
Okay, this is like the Lewinowski hearings.
My point being, how much time got eaten up? Because I had to go through all those tracks.
So she had to listen to each track. That.
Why?
They were right mislabeled.
Really? No, because she could have just told me that.
Yeah. No, she's not being clear. No,
even the dog is agitated
don't
now.
Don't wrench.
You had to listen to see if she said fuck or not in each one
I
of those
understand
versions.
What
can I ask you something? When you were listening, did you ever doze off? And then you were like, oh, fuck, now I don't know if she said
okay,
fuck.
Wait. Now, the point is, he didn't have that. He didn't have the track we needed.
I could have said... The tracks were mislabeled, and the correct one wasn't even there, so we had to edit it correctly again. That's
okay, but where's the banana in that story?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, now I go to the mastering house.
She goes
okay.
to the mastering house.
And it turns out, they go, here, we'll send you all the tracks we have.
So they're going to send all the tracks they have to her.
I don't think you okay, understand how little I want to hear the whole story. Okay. And how little our listeners care about this.
No, they do. What are you kidding me? They care about this.
The story is.
She went to the mastering house, and they said they're going to send it to her.
Yeah, but
everything they had.
But her request for mastering house, her Google search led her to an S&M place.
No.
5 minutes later, she finds herself hogtied and whipped as she's trying to.
No, but she did meet a furry guy.
This is eating up a lot of the time.
It's taking a lot of the time.
Put the song up on
iTunes. As long
as
it's taking you to tell the story, because then that's a fucking long time.
Okay, anyway, the mastering house doesn't even have 8 tracks.
They don't
have 12 tracks. Who knows where they got those? And they have totally different names.
They
so
have
now
different
I have
names.
To listen.
So
they're, to all they're, those.
Theirs were named by George Foreman. So everyone
was named,
is
George.
Named George.
All the tracks were
yeah,
named George.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, long story short, because this is important.
She's
there's
making
no
a long
story,
story
short. At this point.
I'm going to make it shorter.
No, that's, that ship has sailed okay, around the world and come
I'm
back already.
I'm going to make it shorter. No,
long
this
story
be
slightly extended.
This is the worst.
No, I'm going to make it shorter.
Okay.
Just crinkle something. I'm going to crinkle something.
Here we go.
There we go.
Okay, let me just finish. Okay.
Oh, my. Yes. I had no idea you went through all this.
Okay. All
now,
right.
Now it feels like you have, though,
okay.
right?
Oh, my
I'm
God.
Gonna, that part, okay. Nobody has the right track, so we go to the mixer, and we say, here's what you got to do. Single, explicit, with the skit, okay?
You know,
and we get
swing,
a master,
merengue.
Blah, blah, blah. Okay, tons of time taken
okay.
up, right?
A lot of time.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't even imagine.
We get that
so
to the
there's shit
announced.
That's not getting
We're
done.
We're begging for favors, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Anthony agrees to come in at the last minute and
yeah.
get it
and
in
he
the
was
show.
Bitter. Anthony was very upset
oh my
about
God.
This.
He really
no,
was
he was very
up.
Upset about this, which is why
ostrich.
He brought that
He's
fucking like, ostrich.
Yeah.
That thing
and he
drilled
was
a
Kurt.
Hole in my
he
hand.
He was Kurt, too.
Yeah,
it's,
okay. Kurt.
It's 5 minutes since you said
okay, just
the point of the story
minute.
Is...
I'm giving you the rest of the story.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
No,
okay. we get the song. Okay, now
okay.
it's like Thursday, Friday.
Now it's Friday.
And the show's supposed to go up.
It's almost Friday now.
Monday, and I'm close to making my... I figure, okay, now I can get it up on iTunes, and I'll still have made my
right,
thing.
Exactly. Easy peasy.
And I can
she's
prove
not
Adam's
even to
wrong.
The part of the story where she's putting it up on iTunes,
okay.
which is what we asked her
okay,
about.
Wait.
That was the actual question.
I've been my manager for 26
years.
26 years.
In all that time, she's told you two stories. Hey, she's not even done with the second one yet.
No, okay. That's why I'm a goddamn household name.
My point is that this was taking longer than I thought.
Okay. So that's your point.
Here's the next thing.
Okay, all right.
Jay,
our producer,
know, who did the
yeah,
song,
fantastic
hooks
Jay
me
Deal
up with this great guy Andre, who actually was so great that we booked him on the show for next week.
Right, and this is just a guy that she dated. This has nothing to do with this story at all.
Great guy.
And he's Jay knew a guy
he
that he thought was good for Bonnie.
He's written a book. Called You Made the Single, Now What?
Right.
Now What's Next?
Yeah.
Okay. Right. He was supposed to talk me through the steps of what to do to get the song up on iTunes.
Oh, was he able?
Okay. Was he able to do that, or did you tell him the story about the tracks?
You know what, Bonnie? I got to say, I love that you help edit our show because I wouldn't wish this on anybody, and you deserve it. You poor Anthony. Anyway, go ahead.
Okay. It turned out that he was in Baku Abidjan, something like that.
He was far away.
Yeah. He was.
No, what, I don't wanna... What's the name of that town? That's country.
Azerbaijani.
Azerbaijani. Yeah, Azerbaijan. That's where he was. Yeah.
Well, now you're going to say this is incidental to the story.
It's not.
It is.
What, are you kidding me? Azerbaijani is key to the story. It's what the whole thing turns on.
No, okay.
Yeah, because I guess it is a little bit incidental.
No, it's not. It's not at all.
Well, let's not have a roundtable discussion about how incidental this is.
Hold on a minute. Let me show you here on this map
where
Azerbaijani is, because I think you're going to understand the importance of that in this story.
It's not, because we live in a world of global communication.
Okay. No, it's not. Okay, it's here, according to my map, but here on Trump's map.
Okay.
There's a bigger circle around
it. Here, with a Sharpie.
Here on Trump's map, it's right beside Alabama.
Oh, for God's sakes, Paula, she's just getting to the point.
Okay, sorry.
Well, my point was going to be
26 years we've worked together.
Unbelievable.
And I feel good.
My point was going to be how much time this was taking.
Yeah, it was taking a lot of time.
But it's Friday, and it's not hard to post something on iTunes unless you didn't know certain details.
He gave me... Okay, he was far away.
He was far away.
Set up this
You're
call.
Trying not to get to the part where you don't know how to post something on iTunes.
Okay, no.
Well, no, she never knew how to post something on iTunes.
Okay, he gave me three things to do, right? So, you know, one of them was government copyright, whatever.
Okay.
One was run in place.
That's what we've been doing for the last 20 minutes.
You know, one was do the SL, the PP, and all this stuff.
The
that was
SL
like,
and the PP.
Don't ask her. Don't you dare ask her, Paula. Swear. Don't. I see that question on your lips. Don't you dare.
Can't help wondering.
No.
No, it was fill out. The SL, the PP, and whatever.
Oh, fill out.
Okay, so first I had to figure out what that was.
First you figure out, who fill out was.
Okay, my point is how time consuming.
So how like when you first guaranteed me you'd get it up, you didn't realize that posting a song to iTunes involves doing things.
No, but there was all this other stuff.
But, okay, but
and there was stuff. Yeah, there was stuff as well.
All that time.
Things you could have handled.
Okay.
Yeah.
So now, part of it, this is an incidental little part to the story.
Okay. Yeah, just a little.
Which is.
You could omit this.
This is just a little side story. She also found a cousin on, on 23andMe.
Jay, who I think is fantastic.
Yeah.
But he was going to be on this conference called Abidjani.
But then he couldn't be on the conference call.
And it took forever to hook it up because the, whatever his name, Andre
Jay's
guy.
Never coming back.
No,
the guy's an award-winning songwriter and hip-hop producer.
And apparently has stopped returning Bonnie's calls.
Yeah,
I wonder why.
Yeah, he
has. You think?
No, he has.
Has Bonnie been your manager for long, Paula?
26 years.
You don't 20, say.
26
Wait,
years.
Anyway,
I question your choices.
We're trying to get hooked up with him far away.
Yeah.
And then we're getting close, and Jake texts and goes, I have an artist who's on stage. I'll hook up with you guys in 20 minutes. It was a long process. Okay, anyway.
So it was a very long process is what I'm hearing.
I wish the listeners could... I wish the listeners could hear my facial expression right now.
Okay.
He's making face number three on our Facebook page.
Okay, now.
He's making Rod Rosenstein a hostage face right now.
Please,
somebody. Andre had sent me this list that said, you know,
you have to
get
do
the
these
thing copyrighted.
Right.
Fill out the PP, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah,
which
fill
I
out
did.
The PP and
then
the SL.
There's this thing called TuneCore,
TuneCore?
Right.
Now we're talking.
Right.
What the fuck is TuneCore?
Song up.
Yeah, so you put your song up at the time
on TuneCore,
and
you're
good to go.
TuneCore.
I realize
it's an army of
artwork.
Of course you need artwork.
Well, okay, but
we never thought about needing artwork.
Have you never used iTunes before?
A crayon.
No, I just I was scribbled
on her computer screen. That's another problem we're having.
No, but it was just not. I was thinking about all these other things.
I want to tell you, it's a very difficult process. And to date, only 300 million songs have managed to find their way onto iTunes.
But yeah. I think yeah.
A lot of them get stuck at TuneCore.
Yeah.
I think it's TuneCore. A little more prep time.
TuneCore,
I mean, they're like first graders who release singles.
Okay, but whatever. Maybe they had more prep time than I did.
Yeah,
you
more
had than 2 weeks.
I did not. No, you know what? I had 1 week.
There could be first graders who've released singles and put them on iTunes, but what they didn't have is mixed up tracks. Let's go back to the beginning.
No, we are not going back to the beginning.
But she's right. That took up a huge amount of time.
Exactly. The tracks were mixed up.
I'm almost done. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Okay. I am. Okay, so now.
She had to have it posted by Monday morning
right,
and late
proof,
Sunday night.
Right. And
she decided
about the what?
Well, to make another homemade Butterfinger recipe.
Oh, that's right. Wasn't that supposed to be this week?
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
And so now she's got sticky shit on her fingers.
Yeah, she ate
no
the ingredients
artwork.
Again.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
So now
a
TuneCore.
We have a guy.
My
at
brother
the last
served
minute.
In the TuneCore.
We have a guy at the last minute do. Do a photo render, do a design for us.
Yeah, we get a guy to do
okay,
a design
so long
for
story
us.
Short, it's up on iTunes now.
No.
Wait, it's still not up?
No, because...
Will it be up by the time people
no,
hear this episode?
No, just wait a minute.
No. No,
just a yes or no.
No.
I'm
no.
not going there. Because
no.
Paula, your manager, in reference to whether your single
years.
Will ever be up on iTunes,
you know
says, I'm not going there.
Here's the thing.
If you
here's the thing. This is a very sad ending to this story.
We're taking up
no.
an hour and a half
there's
or so.
No, there's a very. We've been together for 26 years, and now she's been hired by Apple to help people post things on iTunes.
Okay. Anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Now.
Yeah.
I do read when you're posting.
She reads. I've seen her do it.
Oh yeah, I've seen.
That
usually
it
when
take,
we're recording.
Yeah.
Now it's Saturday night.
Yeah.
And I still have a shot at getting this up by the
oh,
time we got
this is all about
it,
you
though.
Feeling like
no, no, no,
like
that I'm going to win.
You're mad that
win.
I was right that you weren't going to
no,
do
wait.
It.
No, wait. So it's Saturday night.
You may be onto something there.
Okay. It's Saturday night.
Right.
It's like 11:30. I've been working on this all week long.
Are you trying to fuck up our
I'm
show right now? Honestly.
I'm getting there. And, okay. So I'm...
Yeah. It's a lot of.
I'm
this is shaving
there.
Her hundreds of dollars yeah. in therapy.
And they have an opportunity for you to do ringtones.
They have.
No, I'm.
What in God's name
no,
are you
okay,
doing?
Here's the point.
Can you just say goodbye and go over there?
No.
Honestly. I feel like this is a hostage situation at this point. If you start talking about fucking ringtones, so
no,
help me, I will throttle
point.
You.
She did send me an email about the ringtones. Did you notice I didn't get back to you on
I
that
hope
email?
Our listeners, if there's any left, there understand how awful this is.
Here's the point.
Oh, my God.
Here's the point.
You know, we have two boys, Benjamin Applegate and Henry Lucivanik, and they have to get to bed now. They're like 10 years old.
They started
oh,
listening this morning.
Here's
oh, my
the whole
God.
Thing.
Yeah, she did okay. send me an email about the ringtones.
Right.
And I couldn't make heads or tails of what you wrote.
No, because it says you can do ringtones, and I'm yeah. thinking, well, that'd be fun. But they have to be in 30 seconds.
Now, when you're completely failing at a task... Taking a side trip because, no. oh, that would be funny okay. is the last thing I would advise
yeah.
you to do.
It's almost the end of the story. So
that's why. I'll tell you something.
I'm doing like visual comedy takes
it took,
at this point. Because
it took me
I really did just take off my glasses and turn to Paula.
It took me 3 hours to get here tonight because Trump kept blocking the 405 and waving people around. And that's why I took an extra half an hour to go to P.F. Chang's.
Right.
Very similar to what my manager
exactly
Bonnie. We've been together for 26
that's
years.
That's a long time, Paula.
Yeah, and now now my
it.
Problem is Apple's problem.
Okay, so...
You're
so
welcome.
I think, okay, I'll pick a couple of ringtones, put them up there, ask her, hey, what do you think of these things? I'm timing the things.
This has to end now, Bonnie.
No, I'm giving you. And that is when I realized that the guy who sent the song over and we'd put in the show left out the middle skit. And what we've had on the air.
So it was not labeled correctly. Is that right?
No, he labeled it correctly, but he didn't put the
So the whole labeling thing was never true?
What?
So now we have... No. So, I'm moving this along.
It gets
unilaterally.
Worse.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah,
here's what happens.
Because I had just
here's
posted
what happens.
It we, as on we, iTunes.
Oh, so you posted the wrong one
the
on
wrong
iTunes.
Song.
Okay. Yeah. That's great. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to move forward right now.
Yeah, I think we
because
should.
Because what we're going to do is we're going to give our listeners right now a break from Bonnie Burns. And that break from Bonnie Burns is going to be in the form of the corrected and perfect version of your single, Not My Butterfinger.
Which is available on iTunes.
Which is available on iTunes, possibly now. Play it, Anthony.
Oh, my God.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey, listener, it's Zach Harper, Amin El-Hassan, and Anthony Mays of Cinephobe. You may be asking yourself, what is Cinephobe? Amin, would you like to fill in the people?
Cinephobe is the podcast where Zach and I watch movies that are poorly rated on Rotten Tomatoes and try to ascertain.
You're trying to ascertain?
Yes.
Okay. Ascertain.
Whether or not they're accurately poorly rated, or maybe they didn't get a fair shake. Cinephobe, produced by this guy, Anthony Mays.
Hey, that's me. I produced this show. I also watch the movies, even though that wasn't included in the description, and I also ascertain. This month is...
Whoa!
Oh, Maze, why do you say that? Supercharge it. So that this promo can remain evergreen.
McCavity! I feel like explaining a little bit more.
In 60 seconds?
I don't know. Maybe I don't bring attention to it. Assuring people like, look, if you listen, you're going to get it. Just give it time.
That's a good promo. Just listen to it.
Give it time.
You'll figure it out.
Is this the promo right now?
Isn't it? Okay, I think we got it.
Cinephobe.
Wherever you get podcasts.
The spread of misinformation has fueled our cultural divide and increased our collective anxiety about the future. Tackling misinformation isn't a simple task, but it's important. And that's why I'm so excited to tell you about Conspirituality, a podcast that's dismantling New Age cults, wellness grifters, and conspiracy mad yogis.
On the show, a journalist, a cult researcher, and a philosophical skeptic walk into a bar, and the bartender says, no, it's not that old joke. They dive deep into current events, such as RFK Jr.'s involvement in mainstreaming dangerous anti-vax rhetoric.
Urgh.
They crowdsource, research, analyze, and dream up answers to the problem with, get this, proven science as their ultimate guiding light.
I highly recommend you check out Conspirituality's fascinating episodes on creating comedy in the MAGAverse with Jordan Klepper or RFK Jr. flirting with body fascism.
And you've listened to a bunch of them at this point, Paul, I know, and you tell me you love it.
I do. They're fascinating, and my favorite part is they use, wait for it, proven science.
And
if there's any kids listening, that's a class we used to take. Proven science as their ultimate guiding light. I love that.
From exploring cults to analyzing our cultural and political landscape, the Conspirituality podcast will help you stay informed about misinformation and help you resist fear tactics. Find Conspirituality on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Next in line.
Hey, I see that you have the fun-sized Butterfingers in the bag, but do you have the medium-sized ones?
Yeah, we got a new box right here.
Oh, terrific.
Yeah.
All right, cool. What do I owe you?
That's $2.75.
All right, terrific.
Out of five? Change. Thank you.
Of all the things you need to change, there are many. In the Butterfinger recipe, there weren't any. Can't provide equal opportunity? That's lunacy. Anyone can see. Can't they address that deep regret instead of just fucking with my chocolate? Some things things need to change. Some things need to change, but not my butterfingers. But not my butterfingers. Some things need to change. Some things need to change, but not my butterfingers. But not my butterfingers. What the fuck is this?
I'm sorry?
There's something wrong with this. What's the expiration date on this?
Ma'am, those came in this morning.
Well, there's something wrong with them. Oh, my God. New improved recipe.
I'm sorry?
I'll miss the crispity, crunchity fun size, but what are you thinking? Wouldn't it have been wise? Consider my sister. Consider my brother. Stop the gun violence. Stop shooting one another. Cruelty to the transgender. I don't get it. It's such a mind bender. That needs a correction, but Butterfingers don't need a new direction. Change our type of fuel. Make a powerful public school. And if we don't let love rule, we're done. Some things need to change. Some things need to change. But not my Butterfingers. But not my Butterfingers. But not my Butterfingers. But not my Butterfingers.
Please.
But not my Butterfingers. Skip the meat and eat some greens. Put down your screens. I'd like to bring back the telephone booth. We deserve the truth.
We deserve the truth.
We deserve the truth.
We deserve the truth.
Stop worrying about how much peanut butter. At the top, we've got a gold-plated nutter. We deserve the truth.
We deserve the truth.
Some things need to change. Some things need to change. But not my Butterfingers. But not my Butterfingers. Some things need to change. Some things need to change. But not my Butterfingers. But not my Butterfingers. All the hope going through my body.
Well, I'm sorry about that, ma'am. Can I help you with anything else?
Can I get my money back?
Ma'am, you already bit it.
Why didn't she put it back on the shelf?
Next in line,
Butterfingers.
Wow. Paula, I gotta say, that is something.
Well, thank you. You know what this means, don't you? It means that after 26 years, I'm firing Bonnie Burns as a manager of a stand-up comic and rehiring her.
As the manager of...
An entertainer! A comic slash rapper!
A hyphenate! 26 years, huh?
Yeah, 26 years. Yeah, you know, you can see the magic.
Yeah, and in that time, she has brought you from an up-and-coming comedian to a woman standing with a couple of friends out in the cold on New Year's Eve on Miranda Street.
She made this possible.
She really did.
And I want to thank her
all
so much.
Due respect.
You know what? Let me just say this. Best manager there ever could be. Until I got with Bonnie Burns, I really could not have dreamed of tripping over a different wire every Tuesday night.
Yeah.
And speaking of which, you know what? Is that laundromat open? Because I just stepped in some dog waste and it went all the way up to my sock.
Oh, well, yeah. We can, you know what? While we listen to the next clip, we can amble over there and see if we can use it even if it's not open.
Yeah, I'm going to try to, oh, Jesus.
And you know, another thing, let's you know, just stand a little bit away from me if you don't mind.
Yeah, no, I don't mind.
All right.
Another thing that listeners said they loved was when Adam receives phone calls.
What a cast of characters we've picked up who are calling in now.
A lot of fans of yours.
Yeah. I've noticed that.
Well, let's listen to a couple of the more memorable phone calls. You know, Adam, the phone's ringing. Get the phone.
Oh, no.
No, please don't make me get the phone, Paula.
Yeah. Adam, get the Adam,
hello?
Get the phone. Yeah. Hey, Adam, it's Mike Boom Boom Bonifant. You are totally right about this big teeth thing. Actors and actresses.
Wait, who's this?
Mike Boom Boom Bonifant. Actors and actresses do not want to have small teeth. You are totally right. I don't know how you work with that woman, Paula. Paula Pounce. She's a bitch. I don't know how you work with
her. Hey, easy there, Mike.
She's a fucking idiot.
Mike, take it. Mike, I'm not going to listen to this.
Anybody knows that actors and actresses want to have small teeth.
What the hell?
You know, the first thing you do when you get to Hollywood is you get an agent and a teeth file. That's, no.
Wait, it's the opposite of what you're saying, Mike.
Oh, fuck You're right, Adam. You're right, man. I love you. You are right. You are so funny. And yeah. You're always right. And Adam, she's a bitch.
No, Mike, I need you not to do that on my show.
No, man. I'm
Mike, I'm hanging up on you. Bye, Mike.
Man, Adam, Adam.
How are you still yelling, Adam, Adam? I hung up on you.
Good God.
Do you know anything at all about vocabulary songs?
Apparently nothing.
Adam, get the phone.
The phone?
Yeah, get the phone.
I really, really don't want to get the phone.
Yeah, the phone's ringing. Would you answer the fucking phone, please?
Oh, okay, hello?
Hey, Adam, this is Mike Boom Boom Bonifet. Man, you were totally right about the fucking song. It's got to be, you got to remember the song. You know, like, Born in the USA, or something like that. You know, it's AC/DC stuff. You were totally right.
Well, thank you, Mike.
How did she come up with a song like that? Jeez, she's a bitch.
Hey, Mike. Hey.
I didn't think
you were going to go there again this time.
Yeah, are you married? I'm married, and I got to tell you, that's the same sort of thing my wife would do. I got your back, man. I got your back.
I don't want you to have my back.
I do. I have your back.
I want you not to call back, okay, Mike?
It's me, Adam. It's me, Mike. Boom, boom, boom.
For one thing, I can't even begin to tell you what your last name is. It sounds like you start with a B and then you end with like a face full of marbles.
No, well, my teeth are a little big. It's, I'm hoping to be an actor. It's,
What's the name,
it's
Mike?
It's me, Mike Boom Boom Bonifet.
Bonifet?
Bonifet, what's the matter with you?
It's like, man, a Bonifet concert?
Bonifet, I got your back, man. I got your back.
I don't want you to have my back at all, Mike.
I do, I'm right behind you.
Right, Mike, I'm hanging up again, okay?
You got your cover.
Bye,
right,
Mike.
Adam, call you back later. See ya.
Bye, click.
Well, if someone has a friend that is has done the 23andMe and believes as a result that they're related to Barbra Streisand and can't stop singing her songs and can't leave the house without their hair and
we
nails
don't even know
done
if such a person
and
exists.
Can't go to lunch without a lighting crew, I think this is the perfect dialogue to help them.
Well, listeners, if you're out there and you...
You're a heartless bastard if you wouldn't want to help somebody like that.
Adam, answer
the phone.
What? I don't want
to... Answer the phone.
I really don't want to get the phone, Paula.
Adam, answer the phone.
Hello?
Adam, it's me, Winnie Feynman.
Hi, Winnie Feynman.
I can't believe I got through to you on the phone line.
Are you using a landline?
I'm so lucky.
Yeah.
And I just love you so much.
Winnie.
To me, you're piquant. And I mean that in the third use. You have a lively charm. Did you get the birdhouse I sent you?
A birdhouse?
I sent you a birdhouse.
Winnie, I'm not getting anything that you're sending me, and I'm going to ask you to not send me things anymore because it's uncomfortable.
Adam.
Yeah?
It's so important to me that you get the things that I send you because I love you so much.
Where's this love coming from, Winnie?
You're so...
How about Paula? You love Paula too, don't you?
I don't love Paula at all because she questions you and you're right about everything, Adam.
Oh, yeah?
I love you so much.
Okay.
Could I have a picture? Will you send me a picture?
No. No, Winnie. I'm not going to send you a picture of me.
Mom, did you send him the birdhouse?
Uh-oh, there's a mom involved?
I live with my mother, Adam, right now. I'm living with my mother, but I would much rather live with you. You are so wonderful.
No, you're definitely not going to live with me at any point,
You
Winnie.
Are so wonderful. The way you keep me at arm's distance.
This is the first time I've longed for that Mike Boom Boom guy. You know, because he's a... At least he doesn't make me quite this uncomfortable.
I got to go, Adam. I have to take out the trash. Look it, I really love you. Take care. Bye.
Take care, Winnie. Well, that was weird.
Boy, she really likes you.
Yeah, I guess so. They're a domesticated animal, are they not, Anthony?
Yes.
Okay.
Especially in South America. And then they're pack animals for Andean cultures since like pre-Columbian era.
Andean. Oh, so they're big in Ecuador.
Yes.
Where we are a very famous podcast. So, Ecuador, if you're listening, we're harboring a llama.
Yeah, we have a llama. Yeah. Andean. By Andean, you mean like Andy Williams?
No, the Andes Mountains.
Yes. Andy Ruddick?
No, the Andes Mountains.
Andy Ruddick, who is a big competitor with Roger Federer, who has a store right over on the corner here.
Okay, there's a lot wrong with that statement. I'm going to start with Andy Ruddick having retired from tennis.
Yeah.
I'm going to point out that the store on the corner is barely a store, and it's not called Federer's. It's called Fedder.
Yeah.
And it's an appliance store unaffiliated with reigning Swiss tennis champion Roger Federer.
No, listen to me. Roger Federer cannot, yeah. as Andy Roddick figured out.
Roddick.
He figured out you can't play tennis forever.
Yes.
Right? Okay. No. So Roger Federer bought this store
right.
on
he
the corner.
Didn't.
He did. And it's an appliance store.
He could run
store.
An appliance store on Miranda Street in North Hollywood until the heat death of the universe and not earn as much money as he earns in a single tennis tournament.
But what you don't know, and I do.
No, you don't.
About Roger Federer is he has a little spending Jones.
Oh, really?
Yeah. See these dolls that are like 10 bucks? He yeah. bought a shitload of them.
And they don't even work. All right, is there anything else we need to know about the alpaca, Anthony?
No, are they supposed
alpaca,
to eat?
It's a llama.
Oh, it's a llama.
They're different animals.
Yeah, okay. See, you don't know yeah. everything. Yeah.
I don't claim don't, to know
no,
everything.
You don't know everything. Yeah.
I
you
just
know what?
Claim to know more you than know you about everything.
The phone's ringing. Answer the phone.
The phone? I don't want to get the phone, Paula. I don't want to get the phone.
No, answer the phone.
Can't we just let it ring?
No, no, that's rude. Just answer the phone. They're going to know you're there.
Hello?
Yeah.
Adam, it's Mac and Cheese LaPierre. Adam, you don't know everything.
I don't claim to know
you
everything,
don't know
Mac.
Let me ask you something, Adam. Mac. Do you visit Wisconsin?
I've been to Wisconsin, Mac.
There's so many places where you could learn so much.
Oh, you yeah.
been to Wisconsin?
I've been to Wisconsin, Mac.
How many times have you been to Wisconsin?
I've been to Wisconsin like two or three times,
Two
Mac.
Or three times? So you haven't seen the whole state of Wisconsin, have you?
Mac, why are you calling?
There's Appleton, there's La Crosse, there's Eau Claire, there's Kenosha, Wisconsin Dell,
yeah,
Racine, Oshkosh,
yeah, okay.
Sansaw, Washaw,
yeah, Mac, Mac,
Waukesha,
there's a lot of towns in Wisconsin,
Madison,
Mac.
Fond du Lac.
Mac!
Yes!
You don't gotta name everything in Wisconsin. I understand yeah. that it's a big state.
You know, Fond du Lac, Adam, has one of the top aqua parks. Have you gone there?
What's an aqua park, Mac?
It's a water, you know, you swim with the...
It's a water amusement park?
Have you gone there? Have you gone there?
No, but I've been to water amusement parks.
Yeah, you've been to water parks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, Mac, I still don't understand how you're calling a podcast that is not, in fact, a live show.
Let me ask you something, Adam.
Yeah,
Do
you're
you walk
avoiding
with
that
the
question.
Lord?
I don't, Mac. I don't, Mac.
You're not right about everything.
I gotta go.
You got the
Mac.
Alpaca.
Mac, I gotta go.
Mac,
we gotta go.
Entirely wrong.
Mac. Thank you very much for calling. Yeah. I don't know how you're doing it.
It was good talking to you. It was good talking to you. You know, anytime you want to come to Wisconsin, Adam, you got a place to stay. We got a cat for you.
Mac, goodbye.
Bye.
I don't want your cat.
We got a cat for you. You can sleep on the cat any night you want.
Okay, what do all these funny people have in common? Cecily Strong, Jason Mantzoukas, Duncan Trussell, Paul Scheer, Scott Aukerman, Beth Stelling, Tom Papa, Lauren Lapkus, Louis Anderson, Lisa Gilroy, Paul F. Tompkins, and Sir Patrick Stewart. They've all played characters on the hit comedy podcast Mega, an improvised satire from the staff of a fictional megachurch. The next time you're in the mood for some laughs, great guests, out-of-this-world improv and cultural commentary, we're here for you, baby. Listen to Mega anywhere you listen to podcasts.
Oh, my God.
Do you remember those?
Oh, yes, I remember them all like they were yesterday, because some of them, in fact, were. how's the sock doing? I mean,
yeah, you know what?
We couldn't get into the laundromat, everybody.
No, so I'm just going to rinse off with this half-empty bottle of liquor.
That's the spirit. speaking of liquor and people who abstain from liquor, like Mrs. Culpepper, a lot of listeners remember fondly the "Don't Truckle to Tom Hanks" interaction.
Oh, yeah, she's very firm about that.
Yes,
very firm.
Mrs. Culpepper, for those of you who don't know, is our favorite denuded Southern gentry widowed hand puppet.
Wow, your favorite? Well, I'm so flattered. Thank you so
look
much,
at this.
Adam Velma.
You're out here on New Year's Eve, too,
well,
Mrs. Culpepper.
I'm freezing my bejesus off.
Please, watch the language. Even though it's New Year's Eve, I don't expect...
It's very nippy out here. Very, very nippy. But Happy New Year. And I'm so proud that people fondly remember that I do not truckle to Tom Hanks.
Well,
he has promised to be on the show many a time now, but he has many, for the nicest man in show business, he has many, many demands. And he insists that I not wear my ruby sateen dress, and I will not do it. I will not truckle to Tom Hanks.
Well, even though you've spoiled most of it, let's listen to that segment right now.
Thank you.
bag. And good luck in your campaign, Colin, although I don't know why you have to pick up that same calumny that everybody launches about Adam Felber that I'm just on every episode.
It's not a calumny. That is not a calumny.
Oh, look, it's Mrs. Culpepper.
That is not a calumny, Adam Felber.
Welcome, Mrs. Culpepper.
Boy, Adam, I have not spoken to you for a while, and one of the things I've noticed is that you and Mike Boom Boom have become so, you are birds of a feather.
Really? Because I don't feel like I don't identify with Mike at all, Mrs.
Culpepper. The two of you are like twins that were separated, but you're in lockstep with one another.
What is happening to
this show? It's beautiful to see such a friendship unfold.
It's not a friendship, and why am I arguing with a hand puppet over an imaginary caller?
What?
I said, why am I arguing with a hand puppet about an imaginary caller?
That is a damnable calumny.
Mrs. Culpepper, don't you have anywhere to be tonight? I'm sure your husband misses you.
I'm here on Nobody Listens to Paula Poundstone, waiting for Tom Hanks to show up.
Well, Tom Hanks, as we learned from Paula, is not going to show up.
He is.
Oh, he is?
He is. He's asked, in order to appear on Nobody Listens to Paula Poundstone, Tom Hanks, a wonderful, wonderful actor, has insisted that I not wear my ruby sateen dress. He has requested that you wear an Argyle sweater vest, and that we have pedophiles available to him.
That seems like a reasonable bunch of requests to me.
It's not like, I don't truckle to Tom Hanks.
All right, then. Well, then you don't have to be there that night. You can spend a quiet evening at home with Captain Culpepper.
I'll spend a quiet evening at... I can't do that.
Why not?
Well, Captain Culpepper is no longer with us, Adam.
Oh, really? What happened?
He passed away.
Oh. Well, I guess the time comes for everybody. There's no predicting the rhyme or the reason when natural causes take one away from us.
Well, it was in fact, natural causes. I must contest that. No, it was not.
What was it?
It was...
Was it something crazy like tyrotoxism or something?
It was. It was
tyrotoxism,
which, of course, is a poisoning by cheese or other dairy products.
How unusual.
It was tragic.
It must have been grotesque as well.
It was grotesque, and it's a painful memory.
I don't want to make you live it, so you don't have to tell me about the cottage cheese or whatever did it to
him. It was not cottage cheese, Adam Felber. Okay. It was the Gouda that got him.
Okay, well, sure, that must have been awful.
You are two peas in a pod with Mike Boom Boom.
I am not.
Bonafit, you and Mike Boom Boom Bonafit are birds of a feather. You're thick as thieves.
We're not thick as thieves.
You are thick as thieves.
Well, that certainly was a wonderful segment involving Mrs. Culpepper.
And I, you know, she got too cold and had to leave, but she was so touched by the homage.
Yeah, you know, she was one of the top vote-getters among our fans. So
that makes her very, very
In fact, Tony Nita Hall, you said what?
Oh, she was the top?
The top vote-getter.
Oh, wow. And I'm really happy that so many listeners enjoyed Not My Butterfinger, the rap song I created with Jay Deal. He is so great.
He is really great.
He's a composer, an arranger, a music producer, and he's a professor at USC Thornton School of Music. And he did a fantastic job of producing Not My Butterfinger. You know, you can download it on iTunes.
Yeah, I hear it was a really easy process getting that posted on there.
Oh, I don't think it was.
Really? Bonnie, was it? No, don't answer, Bonnie. No. We're not going down that rabbit hole again. In fact, let's just
What? You didn't plug the ringtone.
I didn't plug the
ringtone. Oh, you can get a ringtone also.
You didn't say anything about the ringtone.
There is a Not My Butterfinger ringtone one can buy on iTunes.
Yeah, thank
you. Now I have plugged the ringtone.
26 years of working together.
Yeah.
She's, you know.
She
got the ringtone up there as well. Yeah. Not at the first pass.
No. Apparently a few things were mislabeled.
Yeah, we didn't.
I have her best interests at heart.
Yeah, I think she really does.
Yeah. I have the ringtone. I can't figure out how to get it on my phone. What's so funny?
What was that? I was just reading ahead, seeing how to do this.
Shit! I wish... So Tony says to Bonnie that Tony has the ringtone. And Bonnie says, really? I can't figure out how to get it on my phone.
Okay, fantastic. And on that, we'll be back after this.
Have you ever watched a movie so bad you just needed to talk to somebody about it?
Well, here at the Flophouse, we watch a bad movie and then talk about it.
Yeah, you don't have to do anything. We'll watch it and we'll talk it. We do the hard work.
Featuring the beautiful vocal talents of Dan McCoy.
Stuart Wellington.
And me, America's Rascal, Elliot Kalin.
New episodes every other Saturday at MaximumFun.org or wherever you get your podcasts, dude. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
This is Amy Mann.
And I'm Ted Leo.
And we have a podcast called The Art of Process.
We've been lucky enough over the past year to talk to some of our friends and acquaintances from across the creative spectrum to find out how they actually work.
And so I have to write material that makes sense and makes people laugh. I also have to think about what I'm saying to people.
If I kick your ass, I'll make you famous.
The fight to get LGBTQ representation in the show.
We weirdly don't know as many musicians as you would expect.
I really just became a political speechwriter by accident
of realizing that I have accidentally pulled my pants down.
Listen and subscribe at MaximumFun.org or wherever you get your podcast.
It's like if the guinea pig was complicit in helping the scientist.
We're recording.
Yeah, we're
recording. Bonnie, want to get a little closer to my phone while you chew that chip?
My God.
You know what?
Yeah.
You know, we should have had all of Captain Crinkle's crunchy sounds.
Oh, you know, I'm organizing that
in an homage
for early next year. I'm going to be releasing a little EP called The Sounds of Crinkle.
Oh, that's a great idea.
all the extraneous. Now she's like getting up in your phone and crunching it. Yeah. And Bonnie, just
yeah.
I would tell her to sit down, but we're on the street.
Yeah, there is really nowhere to sit. Well, sit on this cement block with me. God, my butt's cold.
Was that a gunshot?
I think it was. I didn't want to say anything. I wasn't sure if the listeners could hear it.
There's another.
Yeah. And you know what?
It's a shootout.
It's coming from over near the laundromat.
Right.
Apparently, I didn't even think they were open, but apparently people are really wanting laundry detergent.
Let's hope it's that.
Yeah, I'm hoping. Yeah. No, I saw these two guys shaking hands in the street a little while ago, and I think, isn't that lovely? And then I realized, like, as I saw them look at each other from across the way and then come over and just shake hands, right. And I realized, I think it was just a drug deal that went down in front of me.
Yeah.
At first, I thought it was like, you know, beautiful handshake.
But
it was a beautiful handshake.
They were not forgetting old acquaintances.
Great to be here. Thanks, Anthony.
Well, you know what? I do want to tell our listeners one thing, which is that as this year is ending, so is our run with Maximum Fun. This show is our last show as part of the Maximum Fun Network. The show is going to go on.
Thank you, Maximum
Fun.
That's
right.
It has been fun. If you listen to our show on an app, you don't need to change anything to keep listening. New episodes will still show up every week.
Right. If you're subscribed, you're subscribed. We're changing networks, but the subscription is exactly the same. And if you're a supporter of the show through Maximum Fun, though, and you support other shows as well, your contributions will automatically be split between those other shows that you support.
If your Max Fun membership only supports Nobody Listens to Paula Poundstone, well, why not look at some other Max Fun shows?
Right.
You might find a new show you love over at MaximumFun.org.
And you'll also receive an email from Maximum Fun about the steps for changing or canceling your membership. So keep an eye out for that.
And again, thank you so much, Maximum Fun. And
we were just a couple of kids with a dream, and that network, they found us and lifted us up.
Yeah. I had this idea that I could do a show where I would make sense.
You mean like as opposed to dollars?
No. Then I would be clear. I would have clarity.
Oh, yeah.
And people would hear me, and they'd say, yeah, she's right.
Yeah, that didn't happen.
Thanks for listening and for supporting us during our time on Maximum Fun, and stay tuned for more episodes of Nobody Listens to Paula Poundstone, the comedy podcast.
That's right. We might be leaving this network, but we're not leaving the world of podcasting. And now, if you've been listening to it at MaximumFun.com, however, that's the one change. You can catch us on the Starburns Audio website at starburns.audio.
Nice.
Yeah. Now, there is one other big change that we're happy to announce beginning January 14th, Paula.
Wait, what?
You are launching your new website, and all of our shows will be available there on paulapoundstone.com.
Oh, man, I can't wait.
It's going to be a big day.
It's going to, yeah.
And 100%, it's going to happen.
I am also going to be shot out of a cannon that day. That's part of my celebration.
Both very likely occurrences. Yeah. I am now officially shivering.
You know what? I'm the kind of cold where I look forward to peeing because it will be warm.
Well, all right, it's almost midnight here on Miranda Street, so it's time to call it a show and call it a decade.
A decade? Oh my gosh, that's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, roaring 20s are roaring our way right now. So, let me just say, Nobody Listens to Paula Poundstone is hosted by Paula Poundstone, and yours truly, Adam Felber, produced by Paula Poundstone and Adam Felber, Bonnie Burns, Ken Lezebnik, and Tony Anita Hull. Technical directions usually by Ray Horseman, and mixing often by Anthony Alfaro, but not tonight. Our head of security is Tyler the Raging Cajun Burke, and where was he tonight?
Yeah, apparently he's locked in that studio with a yak and Anthony Alfaro.
With a yak and what's left of Anthony
Alfaro.
They're both
pinned to the wall.
All right. Transcription services for this show provided by TranscribeMe. For your special Paula Poundstone discount, use code Paula Poundstone when placing your order at TranscribeMe.com.
That's our show for tonight. For the decade. Won't somebody please listen to me?
They will.
I'm pretty sure.
Happy New Year, everybody.
This week's word is opprobrium. It's a noun meaning disgrace or reproach, arising from conduct considered shameful. Last week's word was clack. When I think back, it's a noun meaning individual group hired to applaud a performance, as in a theater. The week before that, the word was horologe.
Oh,
it's a timepiece, as a clock, watch, or hourglass. The week before that, the word was probity, a noun meaning moral excellence, integrity. The week before that, we had nugatory. It's an adjective that means inconsequential, worthless, having no force, inoperative. Adam didn't think it was the right word to describe the incorrectly prescribed antibiotic for my bladder infection, but I did, I did, I did.
The cat of the week is Hildegard from Portland, Oregon.
Me.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.